All right, good to see everybody. Beautiful day, right, for a little football. But every day is a great day for football. And we're happy with our guys. We've got all the rookies out here except for Terrence Brooks, who had to be excused. His fiancée had a baby. But he was here the previous week here all week and had done a nice job. And then some of the veterans that are eligible to be in this camp are here, guys like Gerard Shepard and some others. And I thought they did a really good job. You know, we push them. We don't slow them in and ease them in like some other teams do. We kind of go right at it as much as we can. You know, it's not real football. It's not tackling and all that. But we try to throw a bunch on them mentally and really, you know, physically as well in terms of the running. Lorenzo Taliaferro told me that he'd never been so sore in his life without hitting, you know. I said, yeah, we run a lot in the NFL. So, but they're in good shape. You know, they've stayed healthy. We did have one injury. Michael Campanaro, this was before we even started the mini camp, tweaked his hamstring during the second day. So he's going to have to work that back into shape, and hopefully he'll be back out there next week. And so we're pleased with where we're at. I think our coaches have done a great job. Our coaches have really been outstanding. They've been working really hard. They really have been getting after it in terms of trying to get the rookies up to speed quickly. So I'm really proud of those guys.
Okay.
Yeah, Capron looked good. You know, he had no side effects from the knee that I could see. You know, now he starts to load it, you know, with double teams and things like that coming off on him. I think we'll see more. But he said he had some soreness in his hips and his lower back and things like that, which is expected, but nothing in his knee, so that was good.
Thomas, has the pace? Did Taliaferro look smooth running the ball? What did you think of him? Just an early impression.
Yeah, I thought Lorenzo was very smooth running the ball. He did a nice job picking up the aiming points and the reads. He looks like he's a big guy, downhill guy. I was very impressed with the kind of shape he's in. He's an ounce of fat on him, and he's 230 pounds. Very good with pass protection. I think he showed excellent hands and getaway ability on his routes when he went against a linebacker. So all good that way.
And I think it was Eric who said last week that he has similar characteristics to some of the other backs that Gary has worked with. But what are some of those characteristics that you have seen?
Well, yeah, I'm thinking maybe Eric's referring to his size and his one-cut ability. You know, we run the stretch zone a lot. That's the staple of Gary's offense, right? And we run that here. You've seen that here with our guys. But the ability to take it to an aiming point, and then when that defense starts to open up a little bit because you expanded a little bit, the ability to put a foot in the ground and go north. That's the one cut they're referring to. And do it with some volume behind your pads because he's got some power. So I'm sure that's what he's talking about.
Right. Anything stand out about him over the weekend for him trying out?
Yeah, I'll tell you, Jerry Rice Jr. has done a nice job. First of all, he's a really good athlete. You know, he doesn't have his dad's size, but he's sure got his athleticism. When you watch him run, he runs in a real similar way. And the other thing is he's got that West Coast offense down. You know, he's probably had that playbook since he was, in the cradle. He knows all the rules on the crossing routes and what to do. Very good hands, very smooth athlete. So I think he did a real nice job.
Any time frame with determining any of the tryout guys, whether they're going to make the team, any kind of thing.
Right. Well, we'll probably have some word, you know, after practice today and then tomorrow, I think. It'll be hard for too many of those guys to make it just because of numbers. You know, we're limited to 90. So we've got to balance the roster, and, we've got a lot of guys already on the team. So, but some of those guys will go onto a short list as well, you know, as we'll look over the next couple months if we need guys. We've got them trained up a little bit.
Yeah. What have you seen from Keith so far? It looked like he had some really nice touch on some of his deeper balls.
Right, Keith Wenning, quarterback. Two things, really nice touch, as you put it, and also he's got a strong arm. You know, he really is a big, strong guy. Now, those guys are all under siege right now from Coach Kubiak and Coach Dennison, you know, to have their eyes and their feet where they're supposed to be, and he's no different, but he's got talent.
John, you guys talk so much about CJ's leadership. Early impressions of him kind of taking charge. Clearly rookies and young guys only this week, but just your early thoughts on him.
Yeah, you know, CJ's probably the first impression is that he seems very comfortable in a defense. You know, he understands the game really well. So he's been really well coached, obviously, down there. I think that was a big plus coming out. We knew that. But it's not like he doesn't know what gap he's fitting in. It's not like he doesn't know what adjustment to make. That's a long way ahead for a rookie. So he starts there. Plus, he's athletic and he moves around really well.
I know you guys wouldn't mind if a corner or two, you know, came through this process. DJ on the foul, he's kind of guy with some size. Anything you notice about him or anything?
Who's that?
DJ Olatale.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right.
Yeah, Deji. I'm not sure. We'll have to ask him when we get back in there. You know, I think all those corners. It's interesting when you have a need at a position and you don't draft a guy, the interest from the undrafted free agents is pretty high, and it's, the same could be said for the offensive line. I think both those positions are really well stocked with the rookie free agents, and those guys make it every year all around the league. We have three big long guys that we signed, and those guys have looked good. You know, they're fast. They're all low 4.4s. They've got long arms. They have pretty good hips, good feet. All of them have good ball skills. So I think our scouts did a really good job of finding those guys. And then Patterson from Oregon, you know, he's not as big, but he's got really good feet. And we got a tryout guy in here. Maybe we'll sign him. We'll see. Who looked really good too, Gilstrap. So it's a good group. All three of those guys very happy with him. Parker's been swinging into guard and tackle. Van Sluten and Hurst have both been playing tackle, right and left tackle. Very happy with all those guys. I think they're all going to make a run, you know. Of course, Hurst at the left tackle draws my attention a lot, you know, and he's got very good feet. He seems like he's picking up quickly, likes to practice, you know. He's got heavy punch, so he's got a chance.
How crazy, though, is that time right after the draft? I know you take an active role when it's trying to recruit these guys.
Right.
But can you describe the craziness that happens trying to get these guys, the undrafted guys, here?
Yeah, it's a year of college recruiting, you know, without the home visits and the campus visits and the meals and all that. It's a lot cheaper, you know. It doesn't cost as much. College football should think about that. You know, you get on the phone and you kind of get on the phone and say, hey, you got to trust me. And you're like, he's like, well, who is this again, you know? What team am I talking to? But the agents do a great job. I think they understand. And they make a plan for their guys and what would be a good situation. And really what it came down to for most of these guys was, you know, the guys we got and the guys we lost. You know, where was their best opportunity to make the team? Some of them, you know, they worry about $1,000 here or there. But most of them are concerned with their opportunity.
And with Hurst, was he something that you guys were particularly excited about as getting as an undrafted?
Well, that would be a comparison, and I would be diminishing the other guys that we signed if I answered that question, which I wouldn't want to do. But we're excited. We like him. You know, we like him, and we like I'm going to tell you what, there's not a guy here. I told the guys this in the meeting this morning. There's not a guy in any of those seats that couldn't play in the National Football League. You know, will they be able to? Will they have what it takes, you know, mentally and be able to make it happen, you know, under the lights and those kind of things? But physically, they all would have a chance. You know, some guys would have a greater chance than others. But they all look good, and I think our scouts, Mark Azevedo kind of heads that up for us. And they did a great job with that.
Does Hurst look 100% for you?
Excuse me?
Does he look 100%?
Hurst does look 100%, yeah. So no, nothing with the leg at all. He looked really good.
John, are you getting good reports on a couple of injured veterans like Pierce and Osemele? I mean, are they coming along, and do you know any expectations for training camps and when they may be available?
Right. Yeah, two guys you mentioned, you'd have to give me some more names for me to remember who else it is. But yeah, KO looks good. You know, he's been out here. He's been 100% in what we've been allowed to do so far. So we have seen really no issues with him at all. And Bernard has got the shoulder, and he's been allowed to move around a little bit, but we just can't risk him falling on it right now and getting a setback. So you're probably looking at training camp for him, which shouldn't be an issue as long as you don't get a setback.